Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
So all your birthday people, you can stand, and the rest of you, just if you'll also stand with them and just put your hands out to them, and we're going to pray. We're going to bless you. Father God, we thank you for these wonderful children, Lord, that you are raising, Lord, that you are showing them who you are, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that they were born on a special day, Lord, for such a time as this, that you have given them, Lord, you have given them a vision. You have given them, Lord, all these things that you have planned for them. You have a perfect plan for them, Lord. Thank you that they are within this church body. Thank you, Lord, that they bless us because they're here. And Lord, we praise you and we thank you this morning for everyone that is here, Lord, birthday, anniversaries, or just because you're here. Yes. In Jesus' name, thank you.
This is a word that I read this week, and I'm kind of calling it my Jesus 911, and it's Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. So this is really a great scripture that you can use each and every single day, and along with praying in the Spirit, we can reach God for not only ourselves, but also for others. So be encouraged. Thank you.
You know, I never really got a message so early, because I think I'm probably going to be sharing with some people here coming up next time I'm going to be preaching, but trying to sleep in after Thanksgiving, that didn't work. But like I kept hearing this phrase, live like your eternity depended on it. That we have to have this kind of different mindset than what we usually kind of walk through. Because, like, we see life happening right before our eyes, right? I mean, it's easy to see that, but it's difficult to actually think eternally, right? To think about what happens after this. But one of the things is like, this is kind of a temporary thing here, right? I mean, everything's going to change eventually. So, you know, I was talking to the youth group, and it was talking about, like, athletes, pro athletes. Like, how do you think the pro athletes get so good? Do you think it's just because, like, when they were younger that they just went to their school practice, and then afterwards that was it? Or do you think, like, after school practice, they might have practiced some more? On different days than the days that they had practice, they practiced some more. Right? 1 Corinthians chapter 9, it puts it this way. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. So I just want to encourage you to look at life in light of eternity. Scripture does say that eternity has been written in our hearts. But I think a lot of times we kind of put that out of there because we see what's happening right in front of us. And that's all we think about. So that strict training, that means we're not just Christians on Sunday for a couple hours. That means we just don't, the only scripture we get is for those couple hours. The only worship that we do is only for a couple hours. But it's all the time. That is something about, like, also we live our lives for God all the time. We just don't have this Christian face, using Christianese while we're in church. But it's actually who we are when we go out there.
The last song that we sent, the song that we were singing is like, praise the Lord. And then Abe came up with wanting to do things for God and just not do it just whenever you're in church, but wherever. But God gave me this scripture this morning, and he says, in Revelations 5:9, it says, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seal, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nations. You have made them to be a kingdom and priest to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth. And my point of even reading that is that we are here to serve our God. And as we do things, as we smile at somebody, as we are kind with a kind word, if we are just here to give a helping hand in one way or another, then that is blessing God. We don't have to do anything spectacular and go out and serve the poor or, you know, those are all good things. But just being kind and being with the fruit of the Spirit, it's what's in you already. It just needs for you to ask to release that what God has already put inside you. He's already put inside you because he lives inside you. He has the fruit, you know, the kindness, the gentleness, the faithfulness, the self-control. Because sometimes we can lose it with somebody driving, you know, instead of getting upset, you pray that they don't get hurt. You pray that, thank you, Lord, that we didn't get hurt, that they didn't do something crazy. So it's just thanking God for your life, thanking God for who he created you to be, and thanking God that he has put all that in you, and all you have to do is ask for it. It's ask for all the fruits that he has in there. If you're not kind, then ask God to develop that kindness within you. Or if you're not self-controlled, the same thing. It's like anything that has to do with the fruit of the Spirit, that's a picture of him. And that's what we are supposed to do, is show him, show the world who he is.
This week especially, but really this last month, has been very difficult for me. I'm still looking for a home, but I want to say I have come to learn more than anything that even though we think we trust the Lord, how much do we really trust the Lord? Do we really believe in him? And he always comes through. If you look back at your life, you're all here. You always came through, didn't you? So I think as things go on the next few weeks and months, and a lot of people go through more trials and difficult times, it's really going to be the foundation and the relationship that we have developed with the Lord. And he is with us, and we are winning. And I pray that every single day, at least once, if not several times, say to yourself, to myself, to everybody, to the world, we have already won. We are winning. We've already won. The Lord has won. And amen. And we have to say it with confidence, and we have to know that it is true. And remember that the Lord is working with us, through us, and training us. And I have to remind myself every day, I trust in the Lord. Say that every day. I trust in the Lord. Beloved Yeshua, I know you will guide me forward. I know you're training me. I know I am moving to where you want me to be. I am talking to who you want me to talk to. And I am receiving openly without blockages. And I am giving endlessly. All parts of my being, all gifts, I am releasing. And if we get to a state where we are developing that, I feel like we're going to be more open, and the Lord will be able to use us more and train us more and be with us fully. And the world is not going to ever be the same. So let's take back creation. Let's command that everything move forward and be the vessel of light that the Lord created us to be. And I just wanted to share that. In the name of Yeshua, I seal this. Amen.
There's a verse, I don't remember where it is, but it says, in this world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
If you'll all stand with me again, we're going to go back into this. And I know that you just heard some stuff, but I want to just say something. God gave us a gift in giving us a choice. He's already given us things in the Word that tells us that He's, just like Kathy even just said, that He's overcome. He's given us all of the things that we need that pertain to life and godliness, right? But there's a reason that the Bible even talks about the difference between what fruits you bear. And it's because you have a choice to come before God. When God created us, He knew where we were going. He knew what we were doing. But He still gave a choice. And it really is a gift that we have a Father who loves us that we know we can come to. But we gotta choose to come to Him. We gotta choose to say, God, there's a difference between what I was doing and what I'm gonna do for you. There's a difference between me saying I'm saved and me going after you wholeheartedly. There's a difference between me just doing the day-to-day and having a relationship with you. There's a difference between me just coming here and saying I'm gonna worship and me just worshiping because I'm bringing a gift to you. There is a difference in all of it. It's a choice. It's a choice to go from choosing to not be of the world and to be of the kingdom. And as you go after God, and as you pursue Him with all of your heart, you'll begin to see there's a reason that the Bible tells us that we're the light and the salt of the earth, because you're meant to be different. You're not meant to be the same. Otherwise, you wouldn't look any different than what the world looks like. But as you choose Him and you go after Him, this is where you begin to see fruits in your life just come forth. Where you could have chosen to be mad or angry, you're loving. Where you could have chosen to be impatient and frustrated, you're choosing to be patient. These areas, the fruits of the Spirit, they become to spring forth in your life, not because of anything you do, but because of who is in you and who you're going after. Because as you go after God, there's a transformation that happens in your life that begins to just change you, and you begin to actually display the image of your Creator. Because that is who you were created to be. You were created in the image of your Father, of the one that you are royalty with. Whew. It's a powerful thing. You hold a powerful gift in knowing who God is. The thing is that we don't always use it. So one of the best things that you can do this morning is exactly what we're doing right now. It really is a surrender when you come before Him in worship. An ability to say, I just want to be here with you. I just want to meet with you.
I surrender to you. Oh, my God. Not my will, Lord, but yours.
Surrender to Him. Speak, pray in your in the Spirit. Oh, sing it out to Him.
I surrender, Lord.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I surrender to you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's some folks that say, hey, well, you're singing, but you're praying in the Spirit, but there's nothing coming forth. There's not an interpretation, so I don't know, maybe this is not right. But I tell you, just hold on. We got a whole book full of things to come forth. Can you say amen to that? Hallelujah. I believe that God has a word for you this morning. How many enjoyed your Thanksgiving? Hallelujah. Anybody enjoy their Thanksgiving? Yeah. Anybody have some turkey? Oh, yeah. Anybody have mashed potato? Anybody got any leftovers? That's what I wanted. Do you have any leftovers? Come on. You can sit down if you'd like. Hallelujah. Today's message is called, what is it called? Thanksgiving. Amen. Thanksgiving for your promises. How many are happy about the promises of God? How many are glad there's promises? What would we do without a promise from God? Amen? How would we be if there wasn't promises that God has given to us? Can you say amen? Hallelujah. That's pretty weak amen, but that's okay. Lord, I thank you for your promises, Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for all that you've spoken to us in your word, Lord. Thank you for it, Father. Amen? Oh, man. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to turn you loose here in just a minute. So I'm saying, hallelujah. If you will, open your Bibles to, I guess it's going to be in Genesis. Genesis chapter 15, verses 1 through 6. Amen. Genesis 15, 1 through 6. Glory to God. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. Father, as we look at your word, Father, we ask, Lord, you, by your Spirit, Lord, you would just lead us, guide us, instruct us. Father, help me to speak what you've given me to speak this morning, Father. I thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it. Holy Spirit, take the words. Lord, let these words find even the finest crevices in our hearts, Lord. We thank you for it, Father. We praise you for it this morning. If you agree, say amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I probably ought to put my glasses on because I can't see without them. Glory to God. One of these days, amen, that promise is going to hit, man. Hallelujah. The manifestation of the promise of God is going to hit. Amen. Hallelujah. Ain't going to need no glasses. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. Genesis chapter 15, starting at verse 1. As then sang, did I get this right? Yeah. Oh, I'm in Exodus. There we go. Praise God. Hallelujah. No wonder I looked wrong. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, "Fear not, Abram. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward." Promise. Amen. God's saying a promise to this man. And Abram said, "Lord God, what will you give me, seeing I go childless? And the steward of my house is Eliezer of Damascus." And Abram said, "Behold, to me you have given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is my heir." And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "This shall not be your heir, but he that shall come forth out of your own bowels shall be your heir." And he brought him forth abroad and said, "Look now toward heaven, tell the stars if you be able to number them."
And he said to him, so shall your seed be. God is pouring out a blessing of a promise on Abraham. This, amen. And this, at this instant in his life, and he's the Bible says he believed the Lord and he counted it to him for righteousness. How many believe God? How many believe what he tells you? Amen. I mean, hey, folks, hold on to what he said to you. Don't let it go. Hallelujah. The promises of God are very, very much for you. Can you say amen to that? Even though there's promises that have been spoken years ago, promises from God are very extremely prophetic. Do you know that? The prophetic that comes out of the Word of God to speak to you in your time for today is very, very important to you. Can you say amen to that? How many know that you better be listening to God's Word? Is that okay? You better be hearing, as a child of God, you need to be hearing what God is saying to you personally. Can you say amen? Who cares what Henry has to say to you? Amen? Amen. Who cares? Everybody looking at you and says, who cares what he says? But I will tell you, sometimes God has given me an anointing to speak things that to the body of Christ for today. Amen? Believe me, folks, if it wasn't for him, I would not be doing this. Can you say amen? If it wasn't for him. But with him, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Can you say amen to that? So the promises of God, I got some great, man, I've got promises that I hold on to, that I go across, that I remind myself. How many of you remind yourself of the promise of God? Do you remind yourself? Do you remind yourself that you are the head, not the tail? Do you ever remind yourself that you are above and not beneath? Is that right? Even though it feels like sometimes you're beneath, or sometimes it feels you're the tail. The promises of God, you grab a hold of them and you hold on to them. So this morning, what I want you to do, I mean, let's take maybe 5 or 6. I want to hear from you about a promise that you have been holding. Oh, Pastor, we didn't expect to have that kind of thing going on this morning. Yeah, well, guess what? It's going on. Everybody look at your friend and say, it's on. It's on, yeah. I need to hear from. I want to hear a promise coming out of your mouth. 5 or 6 of you, doesn't have to be everybody. If you want, if we can't, we can spend all day today here. How many say amen to that? Nobody. So, who would like to come up first and just tell me a promise that you've been holding on to, that you've been looking at, that God has placed in your heart and you've been holding and holding and holding. Can anybody come on up? I can wait. Don't worry. I can sit down. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Someone come up and give me a promise. Somebody's got to be brave. Come on, man. Yeah. I love you, man. You're helping me here. Yeah. Come on, folks. Help
it's
me.
It's easy. I studied all last night so I could know.
No, this is something that my wife and I both have held on to. And I'm sure a lot of you kind of feel in the same way. But this is out of Isaiah 59:21. And it says, as for me, this is my covenant with them, says the Lord. My spirit who is on you will not depart from you. And my words that I have put in your mouth will always be on your lips and on the lips of your children and the lips of their descendants from this time on forever, says the Lord.
Amen.
Praise Isn't that God. A good promise to hold Amen. On to? Sometimes we may not see that in our homes. We may not see that in those that are so dear to us. But guess what? It's there.
Amen.
Don't let go.
Praise God.
My Amen. Wife and I are not.
Come on. Yeah. Promise, man. Come on. Glory to God. Hi, Barb.
Hi. I just wanted to share that the Lord has been exceedingly patient with me. I've been through so much in my life. Some part of me has created certain things. I've been through a lot of dramas. And I'm sure some of you can agree that there's times in your life when you've had dramas or seeming dramas, right? Things coming up. And sometimes you just felt like perhaps I just can't get up again. But guess what? The Lord is always there and he's always getting up and he's always standing up. And no matter what you go through, he sees it all.
Amen.
He feels it all. He knows it all.
Praise God.
So there is no other way but winning. There's no other way but overcoming. There's no other way but just doing it.
And I remember that saying from back in the 70s, just do it. And that's what the Lord wants from us. And I have again and again seemingly failed. And yet he's still with me. And that is amazing. So I know that he's like a sculptor, you know, he's cutting off all the little pieces that need to be cut off. He's making it just perfect. And every time I think, well, I'm getting somewhere, then, okay, so now there's another layer. There's another level. So just know that, like I said before, whatever you go through, the Lord is refining us. He's making us to be really strong soldiers, and the army is moving forward. And we just have to trust in the Lord. And he is going to make us really something, each of us. Every single one of us has a mission.
Praise God.
So I just wanted to declare that, and I call on the blood of Christ every day, and I need to do it more often.
Amen.
Call on the blood of Christ praise to heal God. You and move you forward.
Come on. Amen.
All right.
Praise God.
Amen. Let us win. We're winning.
Talking promise. Come on. Praise God.
I have a lot of them, but I chose Nehemiah 8:10. The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Amen.
It is mine.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Come on. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Come on, you promise keepers. Come on up. Anybody? Come on. That's only three. Here comes four. Come on. Wow.
I'm just going to keep coming up here all day. This one is like one of my favorite verses. It's Ephesians 2:10, and I like how the New Living Translation puts it, but it's this right here. It says, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago." So,
come on.
I'm just holding on to it. I was reminded of it today by Terry back there. So, I feel like my life is going to go a different direction once I listen to him and do what he's called me to do. Because he is blessing my hands. I am doing good works right now, but there is something else out there for me.
Praise God.
And I'm holding on to that belief that I'll be able to share the word and do the thing I love at the same time.
Amen. Praise God. Come on. There we go. Come on. Praise God. You know, the longer y'all take, the longer this thing's going to...
When you look around at the world, it kind of seems like people are getting away with bad things, but I can't let myself focus on that. I have to remind myself that in the end, every tongue will confess the glory of the Lord and every knee will bow. And that's what I look forward to.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Good promise. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, come on up.
So last week, I think it was last week, the Lord just dropped this in my heart, is choose to believe. And so I was sitting there, the scripture that came, because I thought, Lord, you got to give me a scripture with this, is that if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, we always have that choice, either to believe or not. And we need to choose to believe.
Amen. Praise God. Come on. Hallelujah, Jesus.
So how many know that we don't always understand everything that God puts in our lives?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right.
That doesn't mean that you've lost your way.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that you're not going to get there. You're still on the road. It's okay if we falter and we don't understand. We make some stupid mistakes sometimes. God is always going to pick us up. And this is the passage that goes with that. It says, "The peace of God, which passes all the understanding that we have."
Amen.
All of it goes beyond it, is able to teach us eventually, right? We'll keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Mm. Amen. Come on, bro.
Hang on to that.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm. How many is that? Two? Yeah, come on, man. Praise God.
One of my favorite scriptures is the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord.
Yes, amen.
Sometimes we have trouble walking and doing what the Lord wants us to do. This body sometimes does not want to take the next step. And by the word of God, by his stripes, I am healed so that I can have that good step that's ordered by the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Come on, man. I like your boots, bro. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Come on, man. Glory to God. Attaboy, Tommy. Come on, man.
Those are some good words.
Yeah, amen.
I like that one, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Because I think that that scripture is one where it's given to us not because every step is going to be perfect, but sometimes those steps lead us into a place that we didn't think we should be.
Amen.
But when we trust upon the word of the Lord, we can trust that every step is being ordered by the Lord. So this is kind of goes along with what Henry is starting off with this sermon. And it's in this Isaiah 51. It says, listen to me, all who hope for deliverance, all who seek the Lord, consider the rock from which you were cut, the quarry from which you were mined. Yes. Think about Abraham, your ancestor, and Sarah, who gave birth to your nation. Abraham was only one man when I called him. Mm. You are only one when he called you. But when I blessed him, he became a great nation.
Yeah, come on, man.
We were talking about, or Abe was saying, talking about Christianese, you know, words that we use in the church, you know. And there's Christianese and there's also kingdom words. And some of these kingdom words are words that the Lord places in your heart. And they cause a stir sometimes. Yeah. I would say probably over a decade ago, one of those words that the Lord gave to Henry and we started talking about was perfection. And it's taken over a decade to begin to step into unpackaging that word to great revelation.
Yeah, praise God.
And it's still not complete in our understanding of it, but he's taking him and me and the church and his will for and desire for us somewhere. He's taking us somewhere with that word. Another word we were talking about the other night, judgment. That one is beginning to unpack. And it's a different mindset than what we have learned what judgment is, because judgment, I believe, what we've learned is we're sitting in a courtroom and there's a judge judging right and wrong. But the Lord is taking us down another path, and that will be exciting to see what he unpacks
Amen.
On that.
Praise God.
But another one of those words that he's given is sonship.
Come on, man.
And when we talk about Abraham and when we talk about the kingdom, when we hear messages even from like Jesus, when he gives the parable of we call it the prodigal son, but it's the redeemed son. In both of those titles, there's one common word, and that's son. So before we came into a position of saved, we were a son or a daughter. The son, before he left to his prodigal living, he was a son in the household of the father. Mm. When he was off doing his own thing, he was still a son. When he was in the pig pen, he was a son.
Amen.
When he came home, he was a son, but he became a redeemed son.
Yeah.
That is something that I think we have lost in the message of salvation and deliverance. It's salvation and deliverance back to an original place.
That's right. Come on, man.
We were not once sinners saved by grace. We were lost sons and daughters.
Brought back.
And Jesus came to seek and save that which was lost.
Amen. Praise God.
So when we have a mindset of sonship, everything that we hear and read in his word, every prayer that we pray, every revelation that he brings to pass within us can be received as a son or a daughter. Amen. From the King, Abba.
Amen. Praise God.
Jesus was crucified because why? What was his sentence? Blasphemy. What? Well, okay. Why? Because he said he was the God. Son of God.
Yeah.
Making him God.
God.
So they killed him for being a son. And he says that he is the first brethren of many.
Yeah. Amen.
So sons and daughters, be encouraged.
Amen. Come on.
Find depth and revelation in that word and all these other words that are going to come from this man and from this pulpit. But be encouraged and give thanks.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Tommy. Anybody else? Favorite. What's your favorite? Hear it all the time, right? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever, are you a whosoever here tonight? This morning? Whosoever. Praise God. I'm going to give you a couple of my favorites. Is that okay? Can I give you my favorites? You know, some of you I'm a little worried about this morning because you just don't want to come up and give me your favorite. Come on. As a pastor, I thought I'd have a mad rush up here. I said, okay. One more and I'll have to push you off, you know. But what happened? Anyway, never mind. All right, here's a couple of my favorites. I love the promises of God. Psalm 34, verse 19 says this. This is the word of God. Says that many are the afflictions of the righteous. How many can say amen? Afflictions doesn't have to be sicknesses. Afflictions could be somebody just telling you something that hurts your feelings. Is that right? See, afflictions can be a flat tire that you got, whatever. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of how many? Half of them? Some of them? Maybe two of them or three? No, out of all of them. I love that scripture. I love this. It's a promise. Promises. Promises from God. Amen. And this, here's another one of my favorites. Psalm 89, verse 34 says this. My covenant I will not break nor alter the thing that has gone out of my mouth, my lips. How many of you like that one? Yes. See, God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Can you say amen to that? The same word that he said back in Genesis is just as good today as it will ever be. Can you say amen? That's why I tell you that the word of God is prophetic in its nature. It's because it's not dead words. They're alive words. They're living words. They're good words. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to go to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. I'm going to read it through and then just talk about it a little bit. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith. If you have obtained like precious faith, put your hand up, all right? I'm just trying to see how many of you are asleep. Most of you are. Yeah, come on, everybody, wake up, all right? Come on. I need to stand you up, all right? It says, a servant of the apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? Like precious faith. And we talked about that a little bit. To them that have received like precious faith, okay? Hallelujah. So it says, through our Lord and Savior, through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises. How many like promises from God? Great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, and having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. I want to go back to those, the first part of these. And it says Jesus, it's, if you will, go back to where it starts. According, you've obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God. How do you get grace and peace? How? The knowledge, through the knowledge of God, through knowing God. Is that right? Knowing his word. Grace and peace be multiplied to you. Can you say amen to that? Know this, that grace is the Holy Spirit. Do you know that? It's not just divine, it's just not unmerited favor, as a lot of us have been taught. I was taught that for years till I finally looked at, found out what it means. It means divine influence upon the heart. Who is that? That's the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit, the divine influence upon your heart and its reflection in your life. You see, God is desiring to take you to a place that you have, you're not even familiar with. How many, a lot of us aren't even familiar with. How many of you say amen to that? And I'm going to tell you right now, it's not heaven. How many of you want to go to heaven? Only three of you. Wow. Who am I talking to here, man? Come on, man. Too much. What's that stuff that's in the turkey? What's it called? Yeah, that stuff. Hallelujah. Yeah, praise God. We're going to do a Jericho march here in just a minute. If you guys keep acting like you're acting. Amen. Whereby are given to us, according as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. How many know that you've already been given everything that you're going to get? Do you know that? Do you know that? God, by his Spirit, has already given you everything. You don't need anything. How many say amen to that? Do you know that you are already complete in him? Is that okay? Do you know that? You don't need anything. But what you need, what I love about God is that he brings these things to you by revelation. Is that okay? The word of God, Jesus told Peter, he says, upon this rock. And what he was talking about was because Peter looked at him and says, you're the Christ. And Jesus told him, he goes, flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, but my Father which is in heaven, he revealed who I am to you. And so he told, you're going to be called Peter, or Petros is in the Greek, which is a piece of the rock, a little bit of the rock. Can you say amen? How many of you want to be a little bit of the rock? I want to be a big part of the rock. Can you say amen to that? Because the rock is Christ. Is that right? The one that watered them in the desert was the rock. Is that right? Can you get water out of a rock? Oh, yeah, you can. Jesus, amen? He's the rock. We're not talking about that big wrestler. What's his name? Yeah. We're not talking about that rock. We are talking about Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's given to you everything. Can you say amen? He has left you without, I'm going to say, lack. Is that okay? Even though you might think you have lack, if you would go to him, you'd find out that you don't need anything but what he has for you. Can you say amen to that? He wants to open the revelation door to you so that you can see the things that he's given you. Is that okay? I'll tell you what, it is time that the body of Christ, really everyone, have their own personal relationship with God, that God is speaking to them, because I need the gifts that are in you. Do you know that? Do you know that the gifts that God has given to you are not just for you? These are my gifts. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, hey, I'm a prophet. Yeah, yeah. These are my gifts. Well, if you're a prophet, prophesy. Amen. The body of Christ needs you. And every gift that's in this body needs to be exposed. And this is what God is desiring to do. He's already given you all things that pertain to life. Life. How many say amen? Life. How many know that death has been defeated? How many say amen to that? Death is done. Amen? Come on, man. I know some of you are going, oh, no, here he goes on that again. Death is done. He's given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. Why is it that we need godliness? The Bible says, without godliness, no man shall see God. How many say amen to that? That's what the Word of God says. But the godliness that's upon you, it's within you. It needs to be exposed on the earth. Not in heaven. They don't need you to shine in heaven. They got enough people shining up there. Can you say amen to that? Well, when I get to heaven, I'm going to shine like the stars. Shut up. Amen. Shine on earth. Can you say amen? Do you see somehow the mentality that we have received through the years? For whatever reason, we don't shine. We think, whatever. It's not going to. Now, God is desiring. Just like when Jesus went up on that mountain with two of his boys, and he was transfigured before them. What they saw was the real Jesus. This is who he is. He is the light of the world. Amen? That little bit right there, Jesus didn't come to do anything that we can't do. Can you say amen to that? He didn't come to show off. Well, he can walk on water. Well, show off. Is that right? He heals people. Show off. He didn't come to do that. He came to show us what he's given us. Oh, come on, man. We need to understand that God has taken you someplace, and that someplace is the greatest place you would ever want to be. It would transform your mind better than it's ever been. Can you say amen to that? Come on, man. Huh? Hallelujah. He's given you all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him. Getting to know God. Everything you go through, the Word of God has told us, there's promises of God that says that he goes with us. Can you say amen? I will never leave you nor forsake you. Is that what he said? So you're whatever you're going through, he's walking right there with you. And a lot of times he's walking with you, and he might be saying to you, ask me, ask me. But you're so busy with what's going on, what you're walking through, you almost forget that God's right there with you. How many of you have done that before? I've done that. I've gotten into a place where I said, Lord, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? And he tells me, you know what to do. I said, what's that? He says, pray in the Spirit, Henry. Let me pray through you, Henry. I said, oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, I think I'll let you pray through me, Lord. You see, we don't realize what God has really done with us. Can you say amen to that? Look at your neighbor and say, you're a lot more powerful than you think. Yeah. Look at him again and say, do you think so? You really think so? Oh, yeah, I think so. I'm going to tell y'all, you're more powerful today than you've ever been in your life. Can you say that? You know, the Holy Spirit dwells in you. Can you say amen to that? There is nothing that he won't do for you because of who you are in him. Can you say amen to that already? He loves you without any kind of, there's nothing that keeps you from him. Can you say amen to that? He's already taken care of. He's already torn down every wall. He's already removed every distraction. How many say amen to that? There's some people get distracted today, but I will ask you, what does it have, whatever you're getting distracted with, what does it have to do with the kingdom of God? Can you say amen? Some people get distracted with what's going on in the world. Hey, it's okay to look and know what's going on in the world, but say, God, what does this mean to me and the kingdom? You need to focus on the kingdom of God. Some people are you know, there. I mean, I was telling the group this morning that I was watching. How many like the U of A? Nobody? One? Two? Three? How many like ASU? Bunch of sun devils. Yeah, hey, man. Night devils. No, daytime devils, I guess. I'm just kidding. But I was watching the game, my grandson and I, the commercial came on, and the commercial was about Scientology. How many of you know that Scientology is a little different? How many say amen? They teach some things that are pretty weird. Can you say amen? But yet, the commercial looks so attractive. Come and let us talk to you. Come, call this number, 1-800, we want your money. Hey, call this number and you find out about Scientology. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of people that are falling into those things. Why? There's a lot of things going on out there that are contrary. Why? Could it be that the body of Christ is not positioning herself in the place that it's supposed to be positioned? Could it be that the body of Christ doesn't realize who they are in this world today? We're more than conquerors, folks. We are called to restore the desolate heritages. Do you know what that means? Let me give you an example. This building right here. It was a desolate heritage. It was a place, there's nothing wrong with bowling alleys. How many say amen to that? Nothing wrong with bowling alleys, but when they're doing drugs, when they're doing things that they're contrary to the kingdom of God, this house was in shambles. Could you say amen? And what we've done, not we, but the Holy Ghost has done this. He has restored this building to a position that the glory of God would be revealed in. Can you say amen to that? We were in like our, eighth or I don't remember what it was, John, but we were in a service. We were facing this way because we didn't have that many people. We filled up the bar area. We moved out in here. So we were actually moving this way with the congregation. And finally we decided to turn it this way and go all. But I don't know what service it was. I don't remember the date or anything or how many services we had had. But while I was preaching, all of a sudden, there went this big rumbling in the roof. And we had Sunday school in this small area like we do today. The door flew open and stuff blew out from inside out. Folks, I'll tell you something. All I know is that there was something in a big hurry to get out of this building. Can you say amen? I would say it was something that was very contrary to what was happening. The Spirit of God ran them out of the building. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. It's been a different day since then, seems to me. The anointing of God seems to flow even more. I will say this to you, folks. In this house, you're going to hear some new stuff. Is that right? You're going to hear old stuff, and you're going to hear new stuff. Hold on to your old stuff that you got, but start looking at the new stuff, what the Holy Spirit might be telling you, because the Word of God says that there's going to be some things that are changing in the mindset of men, especially the kingdom. It says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the what? Renewing of your mind. How many of you know that? How many of you know this promise? How many of you like this promise of being renewed in your mind? How many of you like the promise that the Bible, God, where the Apostle Paul says, you have the mind of Christ. How many of you like that idea? The Bible says that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. How many say amen? I don't know what to do, God. I don't know what to do. He tells me, you know what to do. Let me pray. Let me pray. Ooh. See, there was a double-minded man. My desire is that, Lord, walk me into what you have for me, that I be no longer double-minded. Because it says a double-minded man is unstable in his eyes. I want to be as stable as because I desire that the world would see not only myself, but all of you as men and women of God that know the Word of God, that know, hallelujah, He has a purpose and a plan for you. And if you listen to Him, He's going to take you there and you will touch the world. Can you say amen to that? God has us here for this reason. Do you know that? You're not here just to come to church on Sunday. Eat turkey on Thursday. Come to church on Sunday and sit around. I better shut up. All right. Yeah. According as divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. He's called you to glory. Do you know he's called you to virtue? How many say amen? You know what virtue is? Virtue is excellence. If you look it up in the Webster's Dictionary, this is what Webster's Dictionary said. I wrote it down. It says, behavior showing high moral standards. That's virtue. The Word of God says right here that he has called us to glory and virtue. Behavior that shows high moral standards. Is that all right? The first thing that I think about when I saw that, Jesus. That's how he walked, and this is where he's taken us. Can you say amen to that? High moral standards. Is that all right? Look at your neighbor, say high moral standards. Yeah, I do that because I'm just making sure you're awake, okay? Yeah. Whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises. How many love promises? We already established that everybody likes the promises of God. Amen. And then it says, by these, you might be partakers of the divine nature. He wants you to be a partaker of his nature. And you, a lot of you will say, well, I already am the spirit. And yes, you are. You're exactly correct. But he wants to move you forward into this to where it is very apparent that the world, when they see you, the glory of God, they'll recognize it. Can you say amen to that? Hallelujah. I like opening doors for people. Can you say amen? I like standing in front of my favorite restaurant. Welcome to El Rodeo. Some of you go, El Rodeo. Welcome to Manuel's. We used to go on a road trip with a bunch of kids and all my teenagers, and I had to stand by the door because it just drove me nuts thinking about those kids being in that store. You know what I mean? No, maybe you don't know what I mean, but it would make me nervous. All right, man, get out here, man. Hurry up, man. You only got 5 minutes. Get out. But I was standing at the door and people going in. And I say, hey, welcome to Circle K. Welcome to 7-Eleven. Welcome, you know. And hey, we didn't know that you guys put a welcoming guy out there like Walmart. No, he's out there because his kids are in here shopping and tearing up the shelves. Amen. Hallelujah. I like opening doors. But you know what? I have noticed that when even some of the hardest looking folks walking into that store, just open the door. Hey, good morning. Hey, welcome. Big smile. Hey, thank you, man. You're, almost every one of them have some kind of a reaction that is good. Can you say amen? It's just, folks, can I tell you the world is looking for the body of Christ? They're looking for us. They just don't know where to find it. Well, I've been to that church. Can I tell you the church, folks? You know, hey, we have, for years, we have given away a lot of stuff. We have created a lot of problems. Can you say, does anybody say amen to that? Some, just by the way we think, just by not doing what God would have us to do personally, we give, I can tell you, sometimes the church can give a bad visual outlook to somebody that's looking for God. I remember there's a story, and I talked to the youth about it, but he was a devil worshiper, and he did music. I don't know if anybody remembers this guy anyway, but anyway, as a teenager, he went into a youth group and sat in the back. He went there for almost 2 months. No one ever said anything to him. They never spoke to him. Marilyn Manson. Thank you. Who was that? Yeah, Marilyn Manson. That's who he was. I mean, how many of you have heard of Marilyn Manson? He was going to church Folks, we need to be filled with the Spirit. Can you say amen to that? Amen. So it says that by these promises, you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped corruption that is in the world through lust. I just want to just say that the promises help you to escape, right? The lust of this world. Can you say amen to that? If you go focus on that, focus on those promises. So what has God said to you? But I just want to say, when you look at Jesus, do you know that Jesus said a lot of promises? Do you know that? How many know that Jesus said lots of promises? In my Father's house are many mansions, right? I go prepare a place for you, right? Hey, if you believe in me, if you believe me, you will ask whatever you will, and my Father will give it to you. Promise? Come on, man. Good promises. How many say amen to that? But can I tell you that Jesus never called them promises? He just spoke them. The Word of God just spoke these words of promise, words of promise, words, you know, that we hold on to today. Can you say amen to that? The only promise that he spoke about was in Luke chapter 24 and in Acts. Here's the verse 24:49. Here's what Jesus said. Behold, I send the promise, listen, of my Father upon you. But tarry in the city of Jerusalem till you be endued with power from on high. Can you say amen? See, this scripture right here that Jesus had told them to tarry until they be endued with power. Can I tell you, we're in churches all over, churches that are setting up, churches that are moving out, churches. And look, I am not trying to come against the church. Can you say amen to that? The church is not the kingdom. Can you say amen? The church is a vehicle of the kingdom, but it's not the kingdom. The kingdom is a whole different realm. Can you say amen to that? So here I don't know how to say this, God. Praise God. We've defined ourselves as churchgoers rather than the body of Christ. And why would you say that we defined ourselves that way? Because a lot of the body of Christ is not even searching to find out where they fit in the body. Can you say amen to that? Every one of us are of this particular body. We're all in it. But how many are actually functioning in what God wants them to do? How many are actually saying to God, I surrender all. I will do whatever you want me to do. Man, I can feel the Holy Spirit on this. Acts chapter 1, verses 4 through 8. This is the word of God where it says, being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, you have heard of me, speaking about Jesus, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days from here. And when they therefore were come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom? I chuckle at this verse because these guys were looking for the overtaking of the Roman government, if you will. But Jesus said to them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. This scripture came very alive to me that the Holy Spirit was saying to me, he says, I will let the body of Christ know when it's time. When the restoration is fully complete and is about to be complete. How many sense things happening right now with the church? I sense things that are, I mean, God is getting ready to do a worldwide, not just in the United States, a worldwide glory campaign. Can you say amen to that? Woo, I'm ready for it. I'm ready for a glory campaign from the kingdom. Can you say amen? Amen. But we have churches that when they get people get saved. They say, okay, you need to go do this, you need to go do that. They send them out on mission trips and everything, but they don't tell them you need to tarry and wait for the promise of the Father. Can you say amen to that? There are churches that won't let the Holy Spirit do what he wants to do in their church. Can you say, they're afraid of it. Can you say amen? We are not that kind of church, folks. And I will tell you, we are not, we are the body of Christ. Can you say amen? We don't have a name on our door. We're not affiliated with a lot of things. We are affiliated with the kingdom of God. And I will tell you, we're not the only church. They're all over. The Holy Spirit is having his way with the body of Christ all around this world. Can you say amen? Praise God. And I'm excited about it. What worries me and troubles me is some of the things that the people that say they're Christians aren't really picking up because they're not spending time with their Father. Well, Brother Henry, how do you know those things? Folks, it's really quite simple. We would see more. Wouldn't you say that? We would see more of the things that God is doing in the earth rather than just inside a church building. Can you say amen? Here's Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 26. What I want you to know, Jesus said to be endued with power because he said, wait for the promise. Because this is a promise like no other promise. Can you say amen to that? He says, in Galatians, he says, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. How many say amen? Praise God. If you walk in the Spirit, how many know a continual walk in the Spirit can be difficult sometimes? Can you say amen to that? Can you agree with me that, hey, sometimes, man, I get mad at people. Is that all right? No, it's not all right. Sometimes I get a little frustrated. No, is that all right? No, it's not all right. But he says, I would say then, walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Last week, we talked about who the God of this world is. Do you guys remember who I said? Who's the God of this world? We would say, it's a lot of times we were taught, well, it's the devil. No, it's not the devil, because the devil is not a God. We are gods. Can you, or everybody go, oh my God, I'm getting out of here. Is that right? But see, we are created in the image of God. That's us. You. Every one of you, point at your neighbor. Hey, look at you. Hey, man, look at you. You're created in his image. You are the image of God. Jesus told the apostles, the Pharisees and the Jews, when they accused him because he had said, I and my Father are one, they picked up stones to stone him. And they said, hey, Jesus said, why are you going to stone me? And they said, because you, being a man, have made yourself God. And Jesus even said, doesn't it say in the word that you are gods? You see, there's only one God. Can you say amen to that? The devil is not the God. But folks, we got to understand that God created us in his image. That he calls us, hey, I call you to prophesy. I call you to call things onto the earth. I call you to reestablish this earth for the kingdom. I've called you for that because you are God in me. Can you say amen to that? The words that you speak are creative and destructive. You see, understand that? Do you understand that? So what we have is the flesh fighting against the Spirit, and the God of this world is self. That's what it is. What keeps you from doing what God wants you to do is self. I don't want to do that. God might say something to you, hey, I want you to go do this. Nah, I don't. That's not you, God. I don't think that's you. I've told you how I got up in the morning to do my Sunday. I was the adult Sunday school teacher at a church, and I got up to do my lesson, to go over my lesson. Grabbed my cup of coffee, sat down at the kitchen table, and when I sat down, started looking at the lesson, and the Holy Spirit said to me, you need to do the dishes. Oh, I don't do dishes, God, on Sunday morning. I study the word. And when I looked, I said, oh my goodness. I looked at those dishes and I looked, I said, man, I know what I heard. So I got up and I did the dishes, and like I told you all before, my wife and I had a great day. She come out and she looked at that the dishes were done. She goes, you did the dishes. I said, I'm sitting there. By this time, I'm already back at the Bible. I go, yeah. And she goes, a tear come out of her eye, and she went back. And I said, man, my wife had a good husband that day. Oh, learning to do what the Holy Spirit asks you to do. Learning to hear his voice. And you hear it more and more because, like it says, the promises, those promises that God has given you, man, he'll remind you of them if you let him. Can you say amen to that? One of the promises I desired greatly, and I still greatly desire, not only for my children, but for all the children that come through this house, all the children that I spoke to while I was at First Assembly, all these children, says, the Spirit of the Lord will be poured out upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Is that okay? Your old man shall dream dreams. How many old men in here? Not a one. No. You're all youngsters. And we're all young in here. But folks, holding on to promises. My son and my daughter prophesy. My granddaughter and my grandson, I haven't heard him doing much prophesying, but I know my granddaughter, she's in this mode where I see my grandson's over here, Tommy. In this mode of the ability to speak the word of God. Can you say amen to that? Mm-hmm. I say, then walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh, for the flesh or the self lusts against the Spirit, fights against it, the Spirit against the self. And these are contrary one to the other. So, everybody, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. How many say amen to that? I mean, there's a law out there, folks. There's a law of sin and death, and there's a law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Be under the law of the Spirit of life. And then he says, but if you be led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery. Everybody say boo after these, okay, ready? Just so I know you're awake. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. Look these up when you get a chance, all right? Idolatry. Boo. Witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath. Come on, y'all. Strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, which I tell you before, and as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Is that what it says? How many of you saw something in that list? Oh, no. Come on. Oh, yeah. It says, I was at church one day, and one of the youth leaders was, we were writing down, well, I was quoting to him, 1 Corinthians 12, you know the love chapter? How many of you know the love chapter? I was quoting to him, love, you know, love never fails, all those things about love. And while he was supposed to be typing it so that we could put it up on the board. So he's typing it, and everything I was saying, he goes, oh. I go, what's the matter, man? It's hitting me, man. And he type a little more. He go, I said, another one? I said, boy, are you saved or not? He says, yeah. But folks, you know, sometimes we allow ourselves to get into these positions. We don't need to be in the positions. God is trying to keep us out of these positions by his Spirit. Can you say amen to that? So he says this, but it says right here, they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love. What else? Joy. Peace. Long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh. You see what that is? Crucified self, yourself. they that are Christ's have crucified yourself with the affections and the lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also what? Walk in the Spirit. See, I'm going to tell you folks, and most of you know this already, but you are considered dead. Your old man is dead and it's passed away. Can you say amen to that? And you're brand new. You're a new child in the kingdom. Can you say amen to that? So all those things. So when I go through this list, can you go back where we start out? Where it's the next, I think, verse 22, Terry, if you can go backwards one. But the Spirit, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. All of those things are not generated out of you. Those things are, they are what the Bible calls, these are fruit of the Spirit. Fruit of the Spirit. You've got to know this. You got to understand what this is doing for you. Meekness, temperance, against such there is no law. The love. The Word of God tells us that one of the fruit of the Spirit is love. How many of you know that love is shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost? You know that. It says that in Romans 5. Take a look at it. Why does it have to be shed abroad in your heart? Because you died at the cross. The joy. The Bible calls it the joy of the Lord is my strength. Who said that this morning? Was that Linda? Yeah. The joy of the Lord is my strength. It's not joy. It's not generated from within you. It is the Holy Spirit, the joy of the Holy Spirit. The peace of God that passes all understanding. Is that right? Somebody talked about that this morning. That peace is the peace of God. It's not generated in here. It comes with the Holy Ghost. Can you say amen to that? That's why, listen, folks, strife, fighting with folks, envying folks, having all these different things, it needs not to be happening within you. Can you say amen to that? How many of you, no, I'm not going to ask you that. How many of you get mad at folks? No, I'm not going to ask you that. How many, listen, we all know what's going on within us. And we need to look at it and say, is this me or is this the Holy Spirit? Folks, we need to walk in the Spirit. Watch, it's mentioned again in Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 17. Watch this. It says, if you then be risen with Christ, how do you like those words? Those words right off the bat tell you, you're dead. You died. But God is resurrecting you by his Spirit. Do you understand that? So the resurrection, though Jesus was resurrected, complete and whole, God is resurrecting us piece by piece because we got to learn a lot of stuff. Can you say amen to that? He's got to show us things. So every time he reveals something to us, boom, another piece of resurrection hits you. Boom, before you know it, you're walking in resurrection life. Can you say amen to that? If you be risen with Christ, seek those things are where? Above. Where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above and not on things of the earth. Is that right? Is that what it says? It's another way of saying what Jesus said. Seek first the kingdom of God. And all these things will be added to you. How many want everything added to you that God has for you? How many in for that? How many would you love that? Because I mean, you should be. Because he's got a lot for you. But you might not be seeking him. You're seeking a church or you're seeking a pastor. Or you're seeking somebody to tell you things of God and you don't need them. You have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit will lead and guide you into all truth. Is that what the Word of God says? Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth, for you are dead. Look at your neighbor and tell him, you're dead. You don't smell like it yet. You don't smell dead, but you're dead. How many of you know sometimes the way we act smells dead? Can you say amen to that? I'm hoping my wife won't call me out on these. Yeah. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. You are dead. Your life is hid with Christ in God. Amen? When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then you shall appear also with him in glory. Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth. Here he goes through the same thing. Fornication. Everybody? Boo. uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, whatever that is, and covetousness, boo, which is idolatry, boo, for which things the sake the wrath of God comes on the children of, listen, disobedience. See, these are children that he knows and should know him, but they're being disobedient. Come on. Everybody says, man, that's a good word, Pastor. Yeah, come on, man. Yeah. Children of disobedience, in which time you also walked when you lived in them, but now also put off these. Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Anybody ever been a filthy communicator? Yeah, come on. Come on, man. Filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another. Can you say amen? Seeing that you have put off the what? The old man with his deeds and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. I just want you to just go back to that, Terry. I just want you to, I think I'm going to stop on this one. I can sense the Holy Spirit. But as you see, it says, you have put on the new man, and then it says, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Folks, we are the image of God on the earth. Do you understand that? Do you understand that the Holy Spirit has been sent to us to help us become, what did 2 Peter chapter 1 say? That we might be partakers of the divine nature. You see, the divine nature, listen to me, every one of you, the divine nature has already been given to you. It's all yours. It belongs to you. But you gotta believe it. You gotta quit letting the old man overtake your life. Can you say amen? So if I hear you guys going through Safeway, old man, shut up. Old man, shut up. New man, let's hear it, buddy. Come on, new man. I need you. I need you, new man. Come on. Folks, I'll tell you, the Holy Spirit is desiring to create in you exactly what Jesus was. Can you say amen to that? He dwells in you. You will become, if you listen, if you'll go after it, if you will seek him with all your heart, you will become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, which you are already, but it will be manifest in the earth. Can you say amen to that? Let's all stand. Hallelujah. I feel like the Holy Spirit is saying, hey, you know what? They know. Come on. I will say to you, I believe that the Holy Spirit was talking to a few of you while you were even here, while you were listening. This is what's called an altar call. I will tell you, there's only one altar call that was ever viable. The only important altar call was Jesus Christ going to the cross. That was the altar call. He paid for you so that all you have to do is listen to his Spirit. Die to yourself, pick up your cross, and listen to his Spirit, and he will take you to the best things that have ever been, that you've ever imagined. Because he knows you and he knows what he has for you. He will, by his Spirit, take you if you will allow him to. Can you say amen? Amen. Father, let me pray for you. Father, I just thank you, Father. I pray, God, that you would allow us, that you would help us, Father, to allow you to take us to what you have for us. Lord, we realize, Holy Spirit, that you have been sent to lead us and guide us. That's why your word says for us to be led by you. So Holy Spirit, I pray that you would lead and guide the body of Christ today. Allow them, Father God, to know the things that you have for them. Lord, open up your word to them, Lord, so that they might see things they've never saw, not just about things they never saw about themselves, Father, about how wonderfully you have created them in this world today. I thank you for it. I praise you for it. Give you all the glory and the honor. If you agree, say amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you for coming this morning. If any of you need prayer, just come, just let us know. We will.
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the Word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.